An activism preparedness program can be regularly undertaken with corporate clients to reduce their risk to activism and ensure they are ready to respond should an activist appear. Ownership intelligence can identify the top institutions behind a company's trading activity, as well as alert them to any potential activist accumulations. Once shareholders have been fully identified, it is important to understand their voting policies and historical voting behavior across a broad range of issues. From there, an outreach program can be devised to engage with shareholders and to effectively communicate the company's strategy and execution of those objectives. It is also important to conduct an analysis of company performance, board, and governance structure, compensation, and ESG practices to identify and address possible weaknesses as well as potential activist attack vectors and necessary rebuttals. It is essential for any company to be prepared for activism in this way to avoid being on the back foot and risk losing a fight before it has even begun.
Companies should take an outside-looking-in approach to evaluate their operational and governance risks. A comprehensive vulnerability assessment is an important tool for companies to utilize to assess areas of potential exposure and to identify proactive steps to minimize risks. A key preparedness measure for companies is to carefully review possible activist arguments and develop rebuttal arguments. Additionally, directors and management teams are increasingly participating in shareholder engagement in the off-season, an important part of establishing strong relationships with shareholders and positioning the company well in the event of an activist approach. Proactive engagement has become essential to communicating the board and management's strategy, as well as the importance of governance and other key issues, especially in the context of an activist approach. It is best to proactively establish these relationships with key shareholders before there is a specific need for their support.
At the crux of all activism campaigns is the general belief by the activist investor that the target company is underperforming and underdelivering to its shareholders. Activists allocate a considerable amount of time and resources to understanding the targeted company and trying to identify specific areas where the company can make change, with the belief that such changes will lead to an increase in shareholder value. With that backdrop, the best defense to an activism campaign begins with the company having a clearly articulated strategic plan that it believes will lead to the best long-term value. While pursuing their outlined strategic goals, boards of directors and management teams should continuously evaluate their plan and act proactively, looking for weaknesses, areas of underperformance, and potential pivot points. Ultimately, while completely avoiding activist threats may prove difficult, a strong plan that has been vetted and pressure tested by the board and management well positions the company to respond appropriately to activist pressure and not be unduly swayed by an activist's tactics.
An active shareholder engagement program is essential, and companies should use the months between their annual meetings to engage with their largest shareholders in a meaningful manner. This engagement should include passive investors like index funds, recognizing that some of these investors will decide that they do not want to, or need to, engage at that particular point in time. However, the willingness to reach out and offer to engage is itself important and will often be recognized. This engagement should focus on important issues the company is facing, as well as other issues that may have arisen in connection with the company's last annual meeting. It is important to keep notes regarding these meetings so that companies can follow up as necessary and, to the extent appropriate, report it in the company's next proxy statement. Companies should also review reports from proxy advisory services and other rating services so that relevant issues can be addressed with shareholders on a peremptory basis instead of defensively.
Companies can take various steps to prime their defenses. Companies should ensure that their advance notice bylaws are state-of-the-art and appropriately balance company interests in an orderly shareholder meeting, and full disclosure about ownership of company securities and conflicts of interest, on one hand, and shareholders' ability to exercise nomination rights, on the other. Recent Delaware Court of Chancery decisions regarding advance notice bylaws reflect that the court will generally support board decisions to adopt and enforce advance notice bylaws, but will strike down bylaws that appear preclusive, especially if adopted in response to activist threats. A stockwatch service can help companies identify unusual stock trading patterns and alert them to possible activist activity. To better anticipate activist campaigns, companies should consider what demands an activist might make and plan how the company would respond. Does the company have divisions that could be sold? Is its business strategy working? Is board refreshment overdue? Does the company have a sound chief executive succession plan? The goal of this exercise is to identify potential weaknesses and either address them or be ready to explain why they are not weaknesses.